how it lights my path, how it guides my way.
Okay, Mark 1, 9 to 13. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Immediately, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came out of the heavens, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Immediately, the Spirit impelled him to go out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels were ministering to him. Many other people heard the message of Jesus, believed, and were baptized.
Amen. Thank you so much, Terry. So these verses that we've read here, they kind of help us to think a bit about what's going on today. And that verse that Terry read at the end there, the sort of light blue bit at the bottom, many other people heard the message of Jesus. It comes from another part of the Bible, from the Mark verses, comes from the book of Acts. And really, that sort of sums up in a sentence what Camilla and what Michael are doing today. It sort of describes how the people in the early church at that time, the first ever church that was beginning to form in those days when these words were written, and it describes how they had heard Jesus' message, and then they decided that they wanted to follow him and to give their lives to him and to learn from him and to be a disciple of his and to allow him to shape and to lead their life onwards from that point and to walk in the way that he walked. And they put their trust in Jesus and they started to try and take steps to walk the way that Jesus walked. And so for those first Christians that this was written about then, and for us here in the room today, what that meant was it involved following Jesus into this act of baptism that we're going to witness in just a moment. And that's why I read those first verses, or Terry did, first of all. That's why we thought about this bit from Mark's gospel, the description of what happened to Jesus at his baptism, because they're going to start to give us a bit of an understanding of why Jesus told his followers to do the same, to believe and to be baptized. And they show us what he wanted us to gain from following him into that experience. So a few things to pull out of here. First of all, if you can click, I'll pull one thing out of these verses. In that verse there, it says, the heavens opened at Jesus' baptism. The heavens were opened. And that speaks to us of the barriers and the blockages that exist between the heavenly realms and the earthly realms. That kind of ceiling that we can feel that cuts us off and keeps us kind of locked into the material world, the world down here, the kind of earthbound things that make us concerned with the stuff that is only temporary, only very short-lived, the kind of the mundane things of this short life that we live here. And it stops us connecting properly with the beauty and the glory of eternal things, of the heavenly things, the goodness and the love of heaven that God just wants to pour out upon his people. And at Jesus' baptism, we are seeing this barrier kind of ripped open, like the heavens opening up, and the resources of heaven start to pour out upon Jesus. And you know, our prayer is that as Camilla and as Michael go down under that water and then they come bursting up again through the surface of that water into the air again, hopefully they'll do that. They are demonstrating as they do that how the death and the resurrection of Jesus has opened up a new kind of life to them, a life that draws upon heavenly resources, not just the ordinary earthly ones that we may have or we may not have. They are entering into the kind of life that human beings were always meant to live before sin and self and Satan got in the way. A life that is lived out under an open heaven, if you like. Lived out in connection with the spiritual life and power that Jesus himself lived in. So what are these resources that came pouring out of the heaven over Jesus? What do they look like? Click again. They look like the Spirit, the Holy Spirit like a dove. They look like the presence of God coming to rest on Jesus' life. And that white-coloured dove, it's a picture, isn't it? The purity of God filling his thoughts and his heart and his inner life. That dove is a sensitive kind of bird. You know, it's not a parrot or an eagle or a pigeon who are very bold. It's a sensitive bird. It speaks of God who wants to approach us and enter into our inner life, be received by us, received into the hidden places, the bits that others don't readily see. For a dove to rest and remain on a human being, they have to quieten themselves down to receive him in. It's the purity of God. It's the peace of God, an inner peace that that dove represents. And that's our prayer for Camilla and for Michael too, at their baptism, that they will know in a new and in a deeper way the presence of God resting on their lives, the purity of God entering in, and the peace of God filling them right at their very core. But there was more in these heavenly resources. There was a voice. A voice from Father God that came out of the heavens and spoke over Jesus and said, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased. You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." Such an affirmation, isn't it? From Father God, for Jesus to receive. What amazing words for somebody to speak. Well, not just somebody, but for God himself to speak over our lives. This was the declaration and the experience of the fullness of God's love for Jesus in that moment. And God's joy in him, the Father's love and the Father's joy. That knowledge deep down in the depths of his soul, that he is loved and accepted, that he is right with God, and that God is pleased with who he is and of how his life was unfolding. Wow. You know, deep down inside, every human being is looking for that kind of affirmation in their lives. Whether we recognize or realize it or not, every single one of us is hungry to know that God loves us, that the one who made us loves us and enjoys who we are, actually delights in us and has joy over us. And that is an incredibly powerful resource that flowed down from the heavenly places over Jesus at his baptism. And we're praying that it flows in a new way for you, Camilla, and for you, Michael, today. And finally, the Holy Spirit poured about out upon Jesus and resourced him and equipped him and then led him to go out into some difficult terrain. It says the Spirit impelled him to go out into the wilderness. Jesus was going to face challenges in that place. He was going to fight some spiritual battles and experience some physical hardships. Things that most of us will encounter at some point on the journey of life. We're going to hit some of those things. We're going to walk through some wilderness times. But he was empowered by these heavenly resources to get through that difficult time and to come out victorious on the other side. He was able to resist the temptations. He was able to conquer fears. He was able to silence lies that were being spoken to him. He was able to receive, it says, help and strength and comfort and courage from God through the angels, as it says, the angels were ministering to him. And similarly, Jesus does not want us to face the hard times of life alone and without those resources pouring out of the open heaven, without knowing that his grace and that his strength is available to us as we reach out for him. And you know, your baptism, Camilla and Michael, and others of us who've taken this path, it's like a doorway, if you like, into a fuller confidence and a fuller experience of all of these wonderful promises that Jesus speaks over the lives of those who choose to follow him. And from today and going on forward, I'm praying, may you know that open heaven. May you receive the dove of the Holy Spirit into your life. May you be filled with the Father's love and the Father's joy. And may you walk in that overcoming strength that Jesus provides as you both face whatever challenges may be ahead of you. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for your baptism. Thank you for all that it meant for you. Thank you that you call us to walk the same way so that we can receive from that beautiful life that you receive, from that open heaven. And Lord, I just want to pray for us today as we go through the rest of this time now, as we get into the water, as we perform these baptisms, Lord, I want to pray that we would be conscious and aware of an opening heaven over us, and we would know your Holy Spirit coming down and moving amongst us in fresh ways, especially for these two individuals, but for all of us, Lord. May we know the open heaven of your resources empowering us to live the life you've called us to. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Let your living word abide in me so richly as I abide in you. Let your living